And welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we thought we'd talk about something that's near and dear to all of us, especially if you're over 50. If you're under 50, maybe it wouldn't be so near and dear to you, but how difficult it is to land a job or get work or even fit into the workplace once you've crossed that bridge from 49 to 50. And obviously, as you move on up, it keeps getting tougher and tougher. But that's sort of what's going on here. And I thought that would be a good topic for us to talk about. And Lois, you agree, correct?
I totally agree.
So one thing I've noticed is that for the past, you know, most of our adult lives, the baby boomers, which I'm at the very tail end of the baby boomers, but the baby boomers had kind of run the world for a long time. And now they have to move from driving the bus to taking a seat in the back of the bus as 30 and 40 year olds are starting to take over. And I think that's a major shift and kind of difficult for baby boomers to adjust to. Plus, I think it's just difficult to actually understand what it takes to get and keep a job in today's world. What do you think, Lois?
Well, it's a great topic, Steve, and it's one that is worth exploring every day. And I'm faced with this challenge every day because I'm going after new business all the time, 24/7. And the landscape has completely changed. The rules have completely changed. And those that are over 55 who are willing to change as well, their entire approach to the workforce, their job description, their future, if they're willing to change and understand what's happening, they have a better chance. Now, before we start, let me explain that I'm no big shot, even though I'm still in the workforce and getting clients all the time. I get rejected all the time, and I always have to think, was it age-related? And most of the time, it's not, but I like to tell myself that it is because it makes me feel better. However, I try to keep myself ageless so that doesn't come into the equation. And the rules have changed, as I mentioned before. And I'd like to go through some of those rules, Steve, and then you could comment on them.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Number one.
And again, I want to say I'm no big shot. I'm not trying to lecture anybody. I'm just trying to share. So please take it in that vein, whoever is listening, because I think this can be helpful. When you go into, you know, a new job or a new client, you can no longer rely on your past experience. People are interested in how excited you are about their business, you know, or their agenda. It's no longer about what they could do for you, but what you could do for them. Most people our age can't get this through their brains, their skulls. They're always talking about how great they are, what they did, and what can the employer do for them. It is the exact opposite. My agency represented Samsung for 17 years. We built it from nothing, even though a lot of people don't realize it. If we didn't do certain things, Samsung would not exist today. However, if I go into a new client, and a potential client, and I say to them, hire me because I built Samsung, they could give two hoots. All it does is age me, and B, that's yesterday's news. The climate of business is changing every day. Every 24 hours, if you read the trades, you will see new things that apply to business today that didn't happen yesterday. So you have to be prepared, when you're 55 plus, to explain to them what you could do for them and why.
Lois, to me it's like if you were to apply for a job at NASA and say that, hey, you know what, I built 2,000 horse and buggies, and nobody builds a better horse and buggy than I do, and I've done it for 50 years, and now you're applying for a job at NASA. They'd be like, well, that's great you did that, but that isn't what we do anymore. And I think that's the problem. When you bring that old luggage into the new job place, you're going to get rejected every time.
Now, let me tell you, a lot of people, especially people I speak to, and I speak to people all the time just because of business. They're not just friends or family. Most people that are 55 plus do not want to change, Steve. They want to rest on their laurels. They want the world to know how fabulous they were,
and
what
and
they accomplished.
And they're proud of not changing. Like, hey, I don't do Twitter. I don't do this. You know, it's like a badge of honor. Like, I'm not buying into this younger generation. And they kind of wear it on their chest, and they're proud of it, when really all that does is make them seem less relevant.
Well, I have to tell you, I have a very relevant cousin who was in his 70s and I met up with yesterday. And he was so proud to tell me that he's not on Facebook. He's retired because he's so busy. And I said to him, because I know him, you know, he likes to kid around a lot. I said to him, I work, I have a lot of hobbies, a lot of investments, and I have time. So don't give me that. And that just ages you by saying that. So he laughed, and then he admitted to me that he really was on Facebook, but he doesn't post, but he does, you know, he wanders around to see what everyone else is doing. But by saying that he's not on Facebook, he thinks, and I'm just giving him an example because
he's
a very intelligent, you know, forward-thinking guy. He certainly is. But by him saying that, that aged him. People don't realize when they say certain things, well, they don't care. They're proud that they don't care. They're proud that they're not part of the establishment. But they don't realize, or, you know, look, if they don't care and they can live a happy life, that's great. But we're addressing the people that do care, even if they don't admit it. And saying that you're not a part of the digital era completely puts you like Ma and Pa Kettle.
I agree. And the problem is they not only don't accept it, but they're proud of not accepting it. Like, hey, I'm not doing that stuff. I'm doing it the way we always did it. And that may be great for them, but it's not going to be great for their next boss. Their next boss, if they ever get another boss, doesn't want to hear that. They want to know that you're embracing technology, you're part of it, you get it, and that's what keeps you, you know, relevant and valuable.
What kills me is that people my age just don't want to change, no matter how desperate they are in getting a new job. I don't understand this attitude and this opinion. To me, it was just so easy for me to say a few words to get something done and get something accomplished, say it. You know, years ago, my mother used to give out advice, and she wasn't a career woman. Tell the people what they want to hear. Don't give them your opinion. And you know what? I don't know how she came about that, but she was so right, and we're talking 50 years ago. And today, people just want to be patted on their back, and that's not what this business is about. Once you get into the organization and you do the good work, you're going to get all the pats you can, you know, you can appreciate. But you cannot get that going in. And also what kills me is that when I tell this to people and I share this information, they give me a look like it's going over their head or, you know, I'm a fool. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I don't appreciate their value. Instead of just taking the medicine, swallowing it, and doing it, I get no appreciation for what I am telling them that I experience every day.
And, you know,
it boggles my mind.
So many 55 and older or 50 and older go in, you know, they're full of themselves. They should be. They've worked a great time. They've done whatever they've accomplished. But they go into an interview process or they meet someone, you know, with their chest full of like they're the lion. And they have to remember they're meeting the lion. You can't, you know, two lions meet, they're going to fight. The idea is you have to come in and say, look, you know, you're going to do the work. You're going to be there. You're going to be on time. You're excited about the project. But if you think you're going in to be another boss, it makes that guy, the 40-something or 30-something who is the boss, like, what do I need that for? It's like, what do I need a second lion here in the office? And they're not going to take you. You have to be able to, you know, basically take the position you're going for, not try and take his position or try and show him that you're as good or better than he or she is. A big mistake a lot of baby boomers make.
I had an interesting experience just this morning. I have a client who is about in his late 40s, and I only know him about a year and a half, and he's married and with a baby on their way. And for the time I know him, he said, I just can't imagine you're in your late 60s. You just are ageless. You're so youthful. You're so up on everything that I talk about. You think the way I think. It's unbelievable. I wish my mother and father, maybe I'm imagining this thing, but I remember him saying this. And if he's hearing this, I don't want him to feel bad about his parents. But, you know, he said, you know, I wish my parents would be as young as you. And I'm laughing to myself thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, this morning on Facebook, I got a shot of his parents. His parents are probably 10 years my junior. They're thin, athletic looking. They look like, I mean, I wish I looked like them. That's all I could say. And, you know, for everything I'm complaining about now about getting a job, I should model myself after them and try to look the way they do exercise and be, you know, very outdoorsy. So having said that, I thought to myself all the things he said to me, and it was really about what came out of my mouth, not the way I look. So I am managing to do this a little overweight, you know, no surgeries, you know, where I look younger, you know, kind of matronly looking, and I could still manage when I am dealing with young people, most of the time, I'm not saying 100%, most of the time, make them feel that I'm part of their, you know, age group in the way I think. Now, why is this so important? I wanted to get this, Steve, before you make another comment.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people my age tell me that they never should have stopped working, that while, you know, they enjoy their retirement, they really don't feel the same self-worth. They would like to have something. It may not be a full-time job, but something. And they can't even get hired, you know, on a contract part-time basis. I have some girlfriends that feel that way, and they just feel they're just too much over the hill. Now, you're never going to stop feeling that way, but there are things that you could do, you know, to make yourself part of today's society. And social media is one of those things. If they go on social media and they just put their name in and they read it and see what people are dealing with and how people are responding and they repeat some of the things they read, it's as easy as that. Now, the other thing I want to say is I hate when people say to me, I'm not playing that game.
Right. I've heard that a million times.
Life is a game. Donald Trump is playing a game. Hillary is playing a game. Obama is playing a game. Everyone that we worship, every author, every scientist are playing a game, a means to the end. So I don't know how to get through to people, and sometimes they don't take advice from me because I'm a publicist, and they think I'm just full of baloney, and why listen to me? I'm the last person they should listen to. And when indeed I know exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't even look at it as a game. I look at it as a solution to get that challenge done and then be true to yourself.
I think it was very well said. And I hope our listeners are taking this in. It's great advice. And maybe we'll do a follow-up with some more advice on another edition. So are you set with this one? Are you good? Do you have any more advice you want to give out?
I'm happy.
I'm happy, too. Okay, everybody, remember, to thine own self be true, but you may have to play the game as well. Once again, we are Lying on a Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.